We are learning Masechtas Noze Daf Chavav Amar Alef, and we're starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amar Beis Omar Mar. Omar Mar Halacha Hi Benozir. It said before, Rabbi Yechanan said that if you have Moyos Stumim, even though you said it's going for the Kabonis of my Nazirus, the halacha is that if he dies, the money goes L'Nadavu, which means it goes to the Beis HaMikdash for Kabonis that Oilus Kayetz HaMazbech. And the Gemara had a kasha, I chatos meravim behem. I the son of the may chatos meravim behem, because there's money that was slated for chatos. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha Moshe Mesinai ben Ozir, that if he dies and you have this money stumim, even though part of it was chatos money, and usually chatos that's mesa baila, the halacha is the chatos goes to Yam Melech, the demei chatos, the money of the chatos goes to Yam Melech. Here we say that it goes to Nadava. So it's mashmat halacha Moshe Mesinai dafka by Nozir. Break the Gemara of Suleka. Is this halacha only by Nozir? By time into the brayso, v'sharcha yovei kinim shevetayra shefrishu mayis lekinehem. Other chayav ekinim, which means, for example, a metzora that brings letarosoi, if he's a dal, if he's not so rich, he brings a chatas oif and a oilas oif, and it was mafresh money for those kabbalas, for those two oifis, and he, let's say he got richer, whatever the halacha is, let's say he got more money now, and he has to bring a behema. So he has this money that was slated for these kinim, shafrishu moyes the kineim. So Allah is rotzo lahavi behem chatas behema yavi oilas behema yavi. He could bring either a chatas behema or oilas behema with this money. That's the halacha. He could bring that, and he said this is the case. Was he put it aside? He said this is litzaratoi. That has to be the case. He didn't say lekabonos mitzaras, and therefore he has the option to bring it either for, use that money either for chatas behema or oilas behema. If he already set it aside that the money is for both the chatas and the oila, you would not be able to bring a oilas behema from that money because it's already for chatas. But here he just said it's for my tzaras. So halach is that if it's hashir,
what's the difference between
the things that you said? We had before the same thing. When you say harei zula nazirus or kabanas nazirus, the difference is like this. If you say nazirus, so since the Gemara says no me'ila, why not? Because I could bring the whole entire money as a shlamim. I say, look, a bonus is a rusai. You look at it as a third for chatas, a third for oila, and a third for the kuzel. Look, a bonus is a rusai, which means like a bonus. So here also, if you say, here the case was, in the ratio, you sell a tzarat, right? So it's going to be for either oila saif or a chatas saif or both. We're not sure. But you have an option to bring it all one. Therefore, Allah is, if hashir, you became richer, then you could bring either chatas behema or oilas behema. But if someone would say the karbonos tziratoi, so then it's miyad is chal, the mixes of the money, part of the money is right away considered like a chatas, and therefore when you become richer, you can't bring all of it a chatas behema or oilas behema because you can't say that because it hurts half and half. That's what Taisa speaks out. Balkaponim, here we're talking about a case where you said litzerate. Therefore, you can bring either machaz behema or oilas behema. Mace, if he dies, v'hoylo moyes stumim. What happens if he dies and he had moyes stumim? Yiplu l'nadava. So what do you see? You see, even though there's chatas, moyes chatas moravim boy, there's moyes chatas mixed into it, if he dies, you can take the whole money, yiplu l'nadava. And the cash is, a chayra, it's chatas moravim boy. Hey, let bring l'nadava, a chatas that the owner of it died. The loch is, it goes to Yahamelech. So here, how can we be plunadava? Ah, yes, has Moyes Chatas mixed into it. Dr. Gemara.
Why is the question?
What? Why is the kasha? Because Moyes Tumen here means he said, look, Kabonis Tzerata. Because that's why it didn't, if it wasn't, didn't have to say Moyes Tumen again. It just said, Mace, you plunadava. If it was going on the same case as the Reisha, it just said, Mace, you plunadava. Why did it say Mace, Vahoyla Moyes Tumen? So there, it's saying there's talking about a case. It's all from Tosfos. I'm saying over that Tosfos is on print in the bottom chafei beis. But here, the case was Hayil Moyes Tumim was he said the kabbonis tzarata. That was the case over here, and therefore, it has Moyes Chatos Ravim Ba. You can't bring it all to Oilas Pehema in such a case because he said the kabbonis tzarata. We had a similar idea on Daf Chafei. The other plan that Tosfos was that also mace is also different. Could be. The whole halacha that you could decide to take all of it and bring one carbon is only if you're alive. If you're mace, then we automatically look at it as half-half. That's the other pshat of Taisus. But we spoke at one pshat. The other pshat is mace is different. Back upon him, mace v'ilamoyus stumim yiplu nadava, even though it's palichatas. So you see there's a halacha mace v'sinai as by Mitzayra as well, by other kinim as well, not dafka by Nazir. The Gemara starts off, Halachi ibn Nazir, we have this case, and for the Gemara, Tana, Nazir, v'chai v'kinim domulei, and Echanami, it said Nazir, and other things that are similar to it, like Tosha speaks out, second Tosha on top, yes, v'farshad halacha kach nishnis, Nazir v'chol domulei, that was the halacha Mishnah, it's Nazir, and all the things that are similar to it. And Tosha asks, well, how is it similar to Nazir? So he said, the similarity is that you bring on one thing, you bring two kabbanas on one thing. Like just on a zeros, you bring two oifis. On my tzaira also, or your letters also, you're bringing on one thing, two kabbanas. That's the similarity. And therefore, all those things have this halacha Moshe Sinai that if mace, or yelamay stumim, which even had a chatas mixed into it, it's yiplun and adava. V'lafuke mahay tana, which means like this. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan says, ibn Nazir. It sounds like it was coming to exclude something. So what we're coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude the following braisa. Like Tosfos points out, lafuke maitana does not mean, usually it means we're arguing on someone. It doesn't mean we're arguing on someone here. We're saying lafuke mahadatanya, it's coming to say that this following case does not have its lacha Moshe Sinai. Lafuke mahadatanya went to the braisa, misha mechuyiv chatas, someone who does mechuyiv chatas. Va'omar, he said, harei alei oila. He was mechuyiv chatas because unless he did something wrong. He did something wrong on Shabbos, he's chayav chatas. And then besides that, he says, I want to bring oila, rei ala oila. And the hifrish mayis, he put aside money, va'omar, harei elu lichivasi. These are for my chayva. That's what he said. He didn't specify for what. The loch is, rotsu lahavi bem chatas behema, lo yavi, oilas behema, lo yavi. He says, you're stuck. You can't, you chayav chatas, and he said, I want to bring oila, and you put aside money and said, lechavasi, you're stuck. You can't bring not a chatas behemoth with that money, and you can't bring oilas behemoth either. You can't bring. Because here, the money is mixed with both things. You're going to tell me, why is this different than saying, you know, this is my nezirusi? And there we said that if you have a choice, you can bring either the chatas or the oila. So Taisus says, if you look at Taisus of Elafuke by the second wide line, Hashem yesh loymar, ki omar b'loshen zeh l'chayvasi mashma l'chol mashu chayiv. For all my chayuvim. Hilkach hafrosha hoysa l'shneyem v'lo yucha l'havi b'kulon echemem. Therefore hafrosha blind for both of them and you can't bring one thing and therefore you're stuck. What?
You can bring both.
You can bring both, but the way you have to bring both is you have to bring two behemoths and you take the money and you say, whatever the kedusha on this money for oil is going on this behemoth. And whatever kedusha of the chatas is going on that behemoth, that's what you have to do. You can't actually take that money and go to the store and buy a behemoth. You can't do that because you don't know which part of the money is chatas from the oil. So what you have to do is take two behemoths and you say, let's you make a chil. You say, whatever money of chatas money is on this, is going on this behemoth. Whatever oil is money on this, you put on this behemoth. That's what it says you have to do. That's the etzah. If you look at Taisus before, Menei Shem Rav, Meila Tekonach, Yavi, Beis Behemoth, take two behemoths, Yavi, Komash, Yesh Mois Elu, Lekdushas Chatas, Yachal Behemazu, and whatever, Mash Yesh Behem, Kadush, Lekdushas Oilo, Yishchal Al Behemazu. That's what you have to do. Hakapodim, then it says, what happens if he dies? Meis, Vahoyoloi, Moyois, Stumim, then Yeukul Yamelech, if he dies, and there's Moyois Stumim, so then Yeukul Yamelech. Now, why? Because it's chatas behema mixed into it. We said that the halacha Moshe Mesinai, that if you have such money, the halacha is it goes linendava. No, that's only by the things that are similar to nazir. For example, mitzayra yeledas, but not by such a case. So that's what coming lafuke. This case we're coming to exclude. This case that only it's not done. It's not similar to nazir. And there was no halacha Moshe Mesinai in this case. Zogtumar Vaita, Omar of Ashi, Hod Amrit Mufaroshim Loi Tema the Omar Elu Lichatasi Velo Lasi. But now with the whole Sugya, we're talking about Mufaroshim, Stumim. What's called Mufaroshim? What's called Stumim? Let's get this clear. So Rav Ashi says, that I say that Mufaroshim, because Mufaroshim has a different halachas. Mufaroshim goes to Yamamelech, for example. If I have money in Mufaroshim, exactly slated for each type of carbon, and the guy dies, it goes to Misa. What's called Mefarashim? So don't say Mefarashim means that I have three separate piles of money. One pile is for Chatos, one pile is for Oila, one pile is for Shlomo. That's Pasha, that's Mefarashim. That's not only Mefarashim. There's even a different case of Mefarashim also. Omar Rav Ashi, Hodam Mefarashim, Loi, that is dear, it's the Noah Halacha of Nadava, and it actually goes to Yam Melech. Don't say that I said this pile of chatas, this pile of oila, this pile of shlam. Not only that case of Farashim, ela afilu omar. That means even if you have one pile, and in the pile you say, and it wasn't mafresh anything, I didn't separate anything. I took one big pile of money and said, this pile of money is for my chatos, for my oila, for my shlom, I spoke that out, that's called mafreshim also.
How do you spell the money?
You'll have to do like that to Bechil, like we said before, take all the behemoths and do that. But here, if he dies, it'll go to Yam HaMelech. Here you don't have the halacha as you've seen it. This is not called stumim. This is not stumim. This is not a case of stumim. Now our mishnah, what?
If he dies, only the chatos goes
to Rabbi, you can't be, the whole money is mixed up together. You don't know which one's the chatos money anymore.
You
have to take everything. Yeah, the whole thing goes. The whole money will be gone. Yeah, you don't have to bring anything. The guy's dead. He doesn't bring any kavanas. He's dead. You don't have to bring the kavanas. Back upon him. So that's two cases of mefarashim. Mefarashim, that's three separate piles. Because even mefarashim means even if it's all together, he said. Now, our mishnah, if you go back to our mishnah on Daf Chav Dalid, there that mefarashim definitely is talking about three separate piles, because there it says that the behema chatos is tamus. But oil attack oil, or the mois mefarashim. It says mois mefarashim. The mechad yelchei amelach. The mei oil yavi oil. The mei shlom yavi shlom. So that's definitely talking about the three separate mefarashim. That's what Tosis points out. He says, "Avad Amishu says, V'lav hayu din dem farashim asisim." Tosis says, "The kama the oil tikkav oila. The osam mevururim. It's a mevurur. It's separate. Mevurur doma alol lechatas alol shlamim kolach karav dinoi. But the mechaz yamelach ulahay lishda ki gemiri stumim yapuludav hayu ki amar elu chavasi." Akaponim, we'll get back to that. But akaponim, what Rav Ashi is saying is that mevurashim does not have to mean that it's all separate, which is actually the case of our mishnah. Even if you say eloch hashem, you also have no etzah. You don't have the lachol moishem esinai of nedava. That's the bottom line. You don't have lachol moishem nedava if it's mafarashim. This is called mafarashim. The yigadam al Rashi, even a bigger level. Loi teima the amar eloch hatasi ula lasi ushlami. Don't say you have to say mafarashim is only when you say, at least you say this hatasi ula lasi ushlami. Elafilo amar elu lichavasi harein ke mafarashim. Even if you speak out, Eila lechayvasi, I speak out, this is for my chayva, so then, harei elam kohem kofarashim. I say it's my chayva, also mafarashim, because also that's more of a lashon of speaking out my chatos, and there it's worse. There it's worse, because there, lechayvasi is mashma, like Taisi speaks out in one of the gears, says, avachavasi mashma chatos yoysim ashar kabonos, shachatos bala oilam chayva. When you speak out chayva, it's worse than saying kabonos is zirusi. We spoke out that Kabbalah and Zerusi is a case of Stumim, right? Why is Chavas different? Chayva is mashma, the thing that's my Chayva, which is a Chatas. Therefore, it stands as going to Chatas there, the whole money will go Liyam HaMelech. Why? Because it's Muravim, it's mixed together. I don't have a Lacha Mesh Mesinai, I only have Lacha Mesh Mesinai by Stumim. And that's not called Stumim, that's not called a case of Stumim. That's what the second Lashon holds. So just to recap, which the Keren Ora makes this recap, that there's really five different Lashonas. Five different lashonos. We have number one is mefarashim kol echav neyatzman. That means there's three separate piles. There the halacha is when he dies, one goes Yam Melech, the other two can be makir for oila and shlamim. That's level one. Level two is mefarashim, where you say this piles for chatos, for shlamim, for oila. Then the halacha is the whole thing is gone. That's level two. Level three is to say lechayvasi. When you say lechayvasi, it's telling two lashonos in Gemara. See the first lashon in our Gemara that was learned in Rav Ashi. First lashon, chayvasi, is still called stumim. See the second lashon, it's called mafurish. That's three. Level three. Level four is when you say karbanos. What?
What's the difference in level three and four?
I saw only three levels. I said three levels. So chayvasi is upstairs. Two and three is a big difference because three is machlekes chayvasi. If you one man the yama, chayvasi is ledava. If the first man the yama, chayvasi is ledava. Because chayvasi is like stumim. The fourth case is karbanos de zirusi. That's called stumim. That's called stumim. But when he's alive, he can't bring all of it for one behemah or one oif. He can't do that. The fifth level is saying linen zirusi. There he can even bring even one carbon and everything. So we have linen zirusi, he can bring even one carbon with it. Like karbanos de zirusi, he has to bring chas and oil when he's alive. But when he's dead, it's called stumim. Third level is chayvasi is machlekes. The next level is Mefarashim. They says Elul Chatas Elul Shlami. The fifth one is Mevor separately. You got it, Maishi? So you hear the five different Lashonis? The first and the fourth, they're very different. The first one is Mevor, every one. They even bring the carbon. The fourth is a case of it's like a stoma. No, you didn't. The fourth was a case of Kabbalah Zeruzi. He said, you put away my stum. He said, it's my Kabbalah. It's my Kabbalah. That's what he said. There's no Chatz Mesa there. There's no Baal Kapanim. There, even when he dies, there's no Chatz Mesa over there. And there, he used all the money on the Dava. So that's the fourth one. Al Kapanim, there are the five different levels. Depends which, when we say one and four, you have to know where you start counting from. So it depends which level, from the one to four, whatever. There's four, five different levels over here of different Lashonis. That's what comes out over here. And we're saying that Lachem Hashina is Dafka, remember this fact. Lachem Hashina is Dafka by Stumim and not by Mefarashim. And then we have a Shaila. What's called Mefarashim? That was the Shaila in the Gemara, where I'm Chagis Baruch HaVasi, but the Lachem Hashina is Dafka by Stumim.